Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This new adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest, things that we think you might be interested in knowing about. Today, our guest is Kathy Buzgo. Kathy's the director of the Hospice House here in Slidell, one of the outstanding ministries in town. And there's something special coming up soon, so we want to talk a little bit about that today. So welcome, Kathy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about Hospice House. What is that all about?
The Hospice House is a three-bedroom home that the foundation owns and operates, and we have terminally ill people stay at this home for no charge. We have caregivers that are provided by Home Instead Senior Care that take care of the people that come to the house. We work with eight different hospice agencies in the community to find the people that, and it's based on the need of the situation that the families are in, that the families come and stay here at the house to be cared for.
It's an awesome ministry. I understand that you stay pretty well booked up all year round.
We do. It's only three bedrooms, and there are 30 different hospice agencies on the North Shore. So there is always a family that, again, because of circumstances, need someone to help them care for their loved one.
You know, with working families, it would be great. Ideally, I guess it'd be great if everybody could stay home and take care of our aging parents and our parents who we find in the latter stages of their life. But everybody doesn't have that luxury, do they?
No, they don't. And it's amazing. You find a lot of ex-wives or husbands taking care of the other ex-spouse because of exactly those situations. Whether they have young children or older children, we're more than a one-income, you know, household anymore. So everybody has to work. Sometimes it's older people that have a hard time taking care of themselves, much less their spouse,
yes,
during that time. So just a lot of different situations. We have people that, we've had veterans that have been homeless that have stayed at our home because they have nowhere else to go. The situations are just endless.
Well, it's a wonderful ministry, and one that's been around for, I guess, a number of years, huh?
Hospice has been in the United States since the early 80s. The home that we have, there are inpatient units, which are much more medical, and there are criteria to meet those medically with hospices.
Sure.
But we are the only hospice house like this in St. Tammany Parish.
Well, that's great. Well, how are you funded? Do you look for government grants? You said it's free, so somebody's got to pay the bills.
Well, we do fundraising as our main source. We ask for donations from people, and we don't get any government funding. We don't get Medicare. We don't get Medicaid. We do not get paid by that. We do look for grants, but not so much federal grants, but private companies that have grants out there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of tough.
Well, I bet it is. But, you know, it's such a worthy work that a lot of the community kind of gets behind you, don't they?
They do. A lot of people don't know about hospice until they need it. A lot of people don't want to talk about hospice because to them, hospice is death and it means the end. And it's
right.
Not a subject that a lot of people want to deal with. So it's kind of one of those, if you haven't been touched by it, sometimes it's very hard to understand it and to be able to support it.
Well, it's a great concept, and the Hospice House fills a very specific need, funded by donations and
right.
by fundraisers. And I understand in April you're going to have your annual big fundraiser.
This is year number 14 for the Crawfish Cook-Off.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're very, very proud of it. We're the largest one-day event in St. Tammany Parish. We have just over 50 teams that are going to be boiling crawfish. We go through about 40,000 pounds or so of crawfish in one day. Yeah, it's the place to be on Saturday, April 22nd, if you enjoy crawfish, because you walk around and sample all 50-whatever teams, and they're crawfish for one ticket price. Plus, then there's music for you to listen to.
So you can come out with your family.
Yes.
Buy a ticket.
Yes.
Walk around, eat all the crawfish you can possibly eat.
Right.
Listen to good music.
Yes.
And in support of worthy cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there will be a kid zone out there for kids there's a $20 fee for the activity, but it's a well-planned out all-day type of camp almost, like a day camp for the kids out there. So the parents can go listen to their music, have a drink or two, eat some crawfish, and the kids are taken care of.
Well, what time does it start?
The event opens at 11, and we serve crawfish till 5. The music goes till 6. We have four bands this year. We have Traded Moments, Rock Candy, Witness, and then nationally known Mark Broussard is going to be our closing act out there.
Really?
Yes.
We're very excited. You can come all day. Come and stay all day.
Stay all day. Bring your chair. No tents, no big umbrellas, and no tables, but bring your chair. You can bring a blanket if you want. It depends on whether the ground's wet. And please, everybody, put good weather on your prayer list for us. That's one thing.
Yes, we want good weather,
but,
for sure.
But it's a great day. It's a great day. And we have, like I said, families, older people, younger people. We have a variety of ages out there.
Well, you know, it can get pretty expensive for a family of 4 or 5 to go to have to pay for all their children. What is the pricing? How does the pricing look like?
Children, it's 12 and under are free. They can get into the event
really?
For free. But if they want to have the special kids zone, that's $20. But kids 12 and under are free, and that's all the crawfish they can eat. Now, there will be hamburgers and hot dogs and pizza and snowballs and all that kind of stuff for people to buy. Beverages, adult beverages, as well as Cokes and things like that for the kids.
So it's really not that expensive because mom and dad pay, but the kids under 12 are free.
Right. And any child over the age of 12 that I know of can eat their weight in crawfish. So,
we've got a couple of those in our family. Well, that's great. That's great. And what other activities are involved? You mentioned the kids zone. What does that look like?
X-Fusion out of Covington is coming out, and they're going to be doing all different kinds of kid activities for the day. It's a very organized, agenda of activities for these kids to keep them busy and for them to have a good time too. So parents will have to sign them in. There is a fee of $20 for all day. I mean, that's pretty good to have your child occupied all day while you go out and have fun too. First time we've had them out there, but they are super excited about this, and they do a great job over in Covington at their place, so we're excited to have them.
Well, so many of the conversations that I've had with our community leaders talk about the quality of life in Slidell and things that are people-oriented, you know, not programs that are sterile and without meaning. But this is really kind of a neat thing. It takes families, puts them in a great environment, a great way to do a spring festival type thing for all day.
We think so.
And and at the same time, support a very worthy cause that really has no other way of being supported.
True. We depend on this event tremendously to support us throughout the year. So we've had some issues with rain in the past couple of years, so the funding's not been that great. So we're really crossing our fingers that we have a good year and everybody will come out and help us. We truly give back to the community by not charging for the service that we do. We are truly giving back to people that in a time of need are being helped.
But we really need to get out and support this program. This is a wonderful thing to do. Where do they get tickets? How much are tickets? How does all that work?
You can purchase tickets at Whitney Banks on the North Shore, and you can go to crawfishtickets.com online and purchase your tickets. Or you can call here at the foundation at 985-643-5470, and you can get tickets from us here too.
Okay, well, how much are the tickets in advance?
$30 in advance or $35 at the gate.
So it would behoove a family to buy their tickets early?
Ahead of time, right.
Make plans for the kids to come and just to have a full day.
Right. It's a lot of fun.
Well, this is a great thing, and it's a great work that you're doing. My compliments to you and to all of those who work with you in this project. It's one that many people are behind. I know that many of the community leaders are part of your board and are part of the process of
we have a lot of good people on our board. Everybody is touched by something. Not everyone is touched by cancer. Not everyone is touched by a special needs child. Everybody's touched by death. at some point in their life. So we're here for them.
Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's a wonderful work, and Grace Radio is glad to be a part of it to help you to get the word out. And we just want to encourage people on April the 22nd, 2017 at Frischie Park, beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning and going all the way till 6 o'clock in the evening. There'll be music, there'll be food, there'll be a kids zone for your children. And we just want to encourage everybody who's listening to make plans to be there. It's a great time of year, and Ms. Kathy said, we're praying for a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
So get your suntan lotion out and get ready to come. Help us to enjoy the day.
Yes, thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
We want to thank Slidell Memorial and Ochsner. They are our top sponsors, along with then Walmart and Fox 8 and Bud Light. Without them, this wouldn't happen. So we thank them very much, too.
Well, this is great. Well, thank you, Ms. Kathy. We really appreciate you taking the time to tell us about this. And we want to encourage our listening audience to come on out. I'll be there.
Great.
Come see.
I'm looking forward.
God bless you. Thank you for being with us today. And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send a text. And if you want to know more about it, or you have a comment on something that Ms. Kathy Busco said today, send us a text. We want to hear from you. We encourage you to like us on Facebook and also to go to our website, www.graceradioslidell.net, where you can leave a tax-deductible donation. It's through the donations of folks like you that we're able to bring you programming like this. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.